Panther preview time with head coach Kim Dameron. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day. I wish we had better news. Last week was obviously tough to climb out of a quick 21-0 hole against a team of caliber of Jacksonville State.
Yeah, that was a combination of we put ourselves there and they put us there. They're a pretty good football team. Ranked number two in the country, and they're as good as a lot of, you know, mid-major FBS teams that I've either coached against or even that we've seen this year. Obviously, you know, they're better than, you know, Miami, Ohio, and people like that. So, you know, that is what it is. And, you know, we can't be turned around looking backwards. We've got to be looking forwards because we got UT Martin coming in here. And we're basically in the same spot we were in a year ago. We have two games to go. And if we can win both of them, I think we can still get the playoff. And so, you know, our resume would, even though we have the two conference losses that would be negatives, we also have, you know, a couple of ranked teams that we've beaten and an FBS team that we've beaten. So I take my chances with that.
And this is the final home game, so we're hoping that home cooking and a lot of Panther backers treat you right.
We need some help. We do. And we need a good crowd, so it's beautiful weather. It's not going to be snowing like it was last year. You know, we're hoping that we can have a good crowd, and it's senior day for these seniors, and we'd like to send them off the right way and also make sure that, you know, we got a heck of an atmosphere and home field advantage and be able to beat Tennessee Martin. They have the exact same record we do, and so they're basically sitting in the same spot they were in a year ago also. Last year during this time, we went down and beat them at their place, and which propelled us to the next week, and then we won and we got in the playoffs. So we're hoping that that history repeats itself.